Cambridge B2 first. Listening paper, part 3, page 407. The timing of my wedding was completely unexpected. My girlfriend and I had been traveling around the world together for about 6 months, and we had ended up in the Cook Islands in the Pacific. I was completely overwhelmed by the beauty of the place, and I asked her to marry me on the spur of the moment. She said yes, but she wanted to know when we would do it. I jokingly said we should get married that day. We got married on the beach a couple of days later because it turned out it wasn't possible to do it the same day. We tried. Our witnesses were some other guests at our hotel, and the hotel manager married us. It doesn't sound like it, but it was all very official and legal, and we are still happily married 10 years later.
I had planned a huge wedding with about 200 guests. I'm an only child, so my parents really wanted me to get married in style, with a big church wedding and a reception in a hotel in the centre of town. The only problem was, my husband-to-be was involved in a car accident the night before the wedding and ended up in hospital with 2 broken legs. It was too late to call off the wedding, so in the end we got married in his hospital room with just a few people, with me in my wedding dress and my husband in his pyjamas. He put the ring on my finger and kissed me, and then I went off to the reception by myself. I must say, despite my husband not being there, it was actually a great party.
My wife and I had been together for more than 40 years before we decided to officially tie the knot. We already had a completely shared life, had 3 grown-up children and grandchildren, and had owned a series of houses together. We had got together in the 1960s and had already thought that marriage was an antiquated institution that had no meaning, and basically, we didn't believe in it. It was only a few years ago that we decided it might be the sensible thing to get married for legal reasons. If anything happened to one of us, it would be easier to make arrangements for healthcare if we were officially married. So we did it. But we still love each other just the same.
I must say that when I first got married to my husband, I didn't love him. How could I have? I hardly knew him. We had only met a couple of times. I was born in Britain, but to a family of immigrants, and the done thing in my community was to have your parents choose your husband. I never considered doing it any other way. I had only met him briefly before we were married. At first, it was as difficult as you might expect, having to live with a stranger and get to know him. I can't say that we fell in love like couples usually do, but my parents chose well, and we have grown to love and respect each other in a way that I think is much deeper. My husband is a wonderful, kind man, and I'm glad I married him.
When I first asked my wife to marry me, she laughed and told me I was ridiculous. We had only known each other for 6 months and had never really met. I say never really met because we first started talking through an online dating agency and had never seen each other in the flesh because she lived in Edinburgh and I lived in Chicago. So we decided to bite the bullet, and she came to visit me in the US, and then a few months later I went to Scotland to see her. The only thing that changed was that we truly realized that we loved each other, and she finally agreed to get hitched. We eventually had a lovely wedding in Edinburgh and now live happily in Chicago together.